traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We're going to work on the foundation of the Escambia County School District. You can count on it now, and you can count on it tomorrow. So, Mr. Chairman, other school board members, thank you for the opportunity, and you'll be proud of the work that we do in the Escambia County School District. Thank you.
That's the voice of Keith Leonard, the new school superintendent for the Escambia County School District. It is on a, quote, interim basis, as the contract will start on June 1st and carry through June of 2024. So the school board giving him at least a year to see what kind of changes and turnarounds he can make with the Escambia School District. The meeting lasting almost 4 hours this afternoon included two of public comment, very heated discussions surrounding both Leonard and Dr. Sheena Payne. Ultimately, though, it was Dr. Payne who stepped in to kind of be the voice of reason and get folks back on track. And shortly thereafter, the board voted 5-0 to approve Keith Leonard as the new school superintendent. Dr. Tim Smith's final day is tomorrow, officially. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Your texts are always welcome and certainly appreciated. Certainly appreciate the well wishes and the traffic tips and just your opinions on everything that we're talking about over the course of 3 hours. The number 850-437-1620. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather together. Channel 3 going a little long, and then we'll catch up on what's happening.
Roads are looking good right now. Really nothing to slow you down. That's not anything out of the ordinary. But if you do see something, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And we do have some cloudy skies tonight, but really no chances of rain. So it's going to be looking good with a low of 70. We do have chances of rain coming later Wednesday afternoon and into a Thursday. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start with our top three stories. A number of congressional Republicans are lining up to oppose the debt ceiling deal.
No one sent us here to borrow an additional $4 trillion to get absolutely nothing in return.
And that's Texas's Chip Roy. Florida's Matt Gaetz also saying that he will be voting in opposition of the debt ceiling deal. The House will be voting on Wednesday tomorrow. And if the House approves it, it will go to the Senate before President Biden signs it. And the hope is, according to President Biden, that it will be done by the end of the week in order to avoid the default deadline of June 5th. Down in Florida in Hollywood, police looking for two suspects. They have a third in custody following last night's mass shooting that left nine people injured. Mayor Josh Levy says four of the victims are minors, including one that was just a year old. He says two groups started fighting and shooting at each other in a busy beach area. And here, the Escambia County School District, as we open the segment this hour, they are approving Keith Leonard as the interim superintendent. And I talked about Dr. Sheena Payne. It was her impassioned speech that kind of got things on track. She received a standing ovation when she was done.
For those that came today, whether, you know, whatever your feeling is, thank you for showing up. Now let's show up and show out for the children in this district. And we don't have to talk about our neighbors because we'll be the A. But we can only do that one way, and that's on one accord. On one accord. All right, let's get this thing going. We got things to do.
All right. And that was Dr. Sheena Payne there after speaking for about four minutes or so. The board quickly then moved after that into approving Keith Leonard as the interim superintendent on a 5-0 vote. 5:15, a check of the roads and weather together.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight's weather will be mostly cloudy. It will be dry this evening, and overnight lows will be around 70. Wednesday, it'll be sun and clouds with a high near 85, give or take, depending on where you are. There's a little bit of a chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up on Wednesday, but a better chance on Thursday at 50%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. It is 81 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton, and 82 in Pensacola. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And you don't want to miss out on the Fiesta Boat Parade that's launching from the Yacht Club on Saturday, June 3rd, around midday. The best view is going to be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Resource Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. So make sure to check it out.
June 1st is the first day of this year's hurricane season. And if you're not looking directly at a calendar right now, that's on Thursday. This morning on Pep Talk, we heard from Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins.
For one, you know your zone. We want to make sure that you know whether or not you're in an evacuation zone or not. Know your home, whether or not you're going to be staying in your home or not during a storm, and making sure that you're prepared to stay there and to weather the storm for up to 1 week. We used to say 72 on you. We no longer do that. It's be 1 week ready. So that making sure.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to make sure you got enough food and water for a week. And yeah. Then know your plan. What are you going to do? Are you staying? Are you going? Are you evacuating?
And there's myescambia.com/be ready for more full hurricane preparedness advice. Today also receiving a couple of updates in some recent shootings. The sheriff's office says a Friday night shooting that left a 16-year-old dead is now being investigated as a possible self-defense case. That happened on Murphy Lane. Deputies found the 16-year-old victim in the roadway with a gunshot wound to the head. Although investigators now say that two armed 16-year-olds had reportedly been robbing people in the area, and now they believe that somebody had called for help and the person who showed up exchanged gunfire with the 16-year-olds. No charges have been filed at this time. Also today, we heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons with new information on that deadly shooting at the Days Inn Hotel on Lavelle Way yesterday. Simmons says two men with a previous beef ran into each other in the hotel lobby.
The individual that was killed was out on bond for a homicide that we charged him with last year.
What?
So he was out on bond, awaiting trial, and he ends up getting into this this shootout basically with this other individual. So we do have a suspect. In fact, we have a couple suspects.
The main suspect, Devin Smith, the sheriff's office is looking for him. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers if you have a tip. Also, a Milton man arrested, accused of breaking into a woman's home and sexually assaulting her while she was asleep. 36-year-old Wesley Smith is now being held on $180,000 bond. The charges include sexual assault, burglary, and trespassing. The victim told investigators she woke up early Sunday to find Smith allegedly on top of her naked and inappropriately touching her. Investigators were able to review video of the incident and reportedly found a window in the back of the victim's home that was open. Also, license-free saltwater fishing weekend is this weekend. That's a statewide event, a chance for anybody interested in fishing without paying for a saltwater fishing license, or for experienced anglers to introduce a friend to the sport without having to invest in a license to try that out. It's open to both residents and non-residents. All regular rules such as size and bag limits will still apply. 850-437-1620 is the text line. We appreciate the text that we've gotten, response, and your reaction to the Escambia School Board meeting this afternoon. As, again, if you have not heard yet, Keith Leonard was approved on a 5-0 vote to be the interim superintendent for a period of at least a year. His contract will start on June 1st, and it will carry over into June of 2024, and then from there they will obviously go into a decision of whether he perhaps move forward as the permanent candidate or if they would go in another direction. 5:20 right now, we'll take a break, come back with a look at state headlines and a look at what's happening around the world today. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts and opinions, 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Don't want to miss out on Fiesta Days. That's actually starting tomorrow at Seville Square at 7 p.m. It's the kickoff for 10 days of Fiesta events. Surrender the City starts at 7:15. You can buy your tickets now and throw the Fiesta Pensacola or through the Fiesta Pensacola office or at fiestapensacola.org. Getting a look at our roads and weather, we're looking great right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Typical afternoon traffic on 98 in Navarre and leaving Navarre Beach, but other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at weather, we do have cloudy skies tonight with overcast skies, but with no chances of rain. It's going to be a low of 74 this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be seeing some rain in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon, and that is going to carry over to some chances of rain on Thursday as well. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we're continuing this hour with state headlines. A man caught on camera yelling racial slurs and waving a gun at a group of black teens accepted a plea deal. Mark Bartlett is in court today apologizing for his confrontation.
To be honest, I'm not really happy. They should have put the belt on them all the way. No remorse, because if it was the other way around, they would have put it on us. It is what it is. So I think he got some type of punishment.
And that's one of the victims, Deontay Joseph's reaction to the punishment there. Bartlett will serve 20 years probation, perform 320 hours of community service, and is banned from contacting any of the victims.
And a man who disappeared from a Carnival cruise ship off the coast of Florida is still missing. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's conducting a search for the 35-year-old man who went overboard early yesterday morning, about 186 miles off of Jacksonville. The cruise line officials say security cameras show him leaning over the rail in his stateroom balcony and dropping into the water a little after 4 a.m.
And jury selection is starting tomorrow in the trial of the Parkland School resource officer who was on duty at the time of the 2018 massacre. The judge, though, is holding off on a decision about whether the jury will go to the crime scene.
Governor DeSantis is in Des Moines today, kicking off his presidential campaign tour. He also makes stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina this week.
Elsewhere around the country, Russia claims drones hit Moscow residential areas for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. The mayor of Moscow says the strikes today caused damage to some buildings and forced residents to evacuate homes.
The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday, and those who will prosecute the case are made up of 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats. Paxton, a Republican, is temporarily suspended after the GOP-controlled Texas House voted to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice.
Passengers on board a recent Carnival cruise might be rethinking going on another one after their ship was rocked by rough weather over the weekend. One passenger said it felt like the captain cruised directly into the eye of a storm.
There's no way around this one. We went directly into that storm and sailed through it. It sounded like the ship split in two. We were flying blind with our lives in someone else's hands.
The storm delayed the Carnival Sunshine from returning to port in South Carolina. Water and debris filled parts of the ship as some passengers were taking note of where to find life jackets.
And Governor DeSantis isn't the only one on a presidential campaign right now. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign. That's according to multiple reports that says allies of Christie have created a super PAC support him during his primary season.
Air travel over the Memorial Day weekend was over pre-pandemic levels, according to TSA. Agents screened close to 9.8 million people at airports across the U.S., 300,000 more than the same long weekend in 2019 before the pandemic started.
In Maine State President or Maine State Police say troopers fired a truck heading towards the Canadian border, believing that there may have been explosives on board. It happened yesterday morning when the trooper first fired to stop the truck on Interstate 95. The truck reportedly had a sign indicated that there was a explosive device on board. The truck eventually stopped between the U.S. and Canadian ports of entry, where troopers fired at the driver, who wasn't injured and surrendered.
Nearly 5 years after 11 people were shot to death in the Pittsburgh area Tree of Life Synagogue, the trial of their accused killer started today. 12 jurors and 6 alternates were officially seated last week, and federal prosecutors are looking to convict Robert Bowers on 63 separate counts in connection with the October 2018 mass shooting.
And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will sign recreational marijuana bill today into law. The proposal lets those 21 and older have up to 2 pounds of marijuana at home and 2 ounces elsewhere. The bill does not legalize public consumption of marijuana, and the proposal also expunges the sentences to residents convicted of marijuana crimes.
Fox News Update is next, followed by Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Gracie and Joe, and we're going to get a quick look at our roads before we start things off. It's 536. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, and nothing too bad to slow you down at all on our roads. The major slowdowns are going to be 98 in its typical areas in Navarre and leaving Navarre Beach. If we see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. And taking a look at our weather, it's overcast skies tonight. It's 82 right now in Pensacola and a low of 74 this evening. 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And a look at our top three stories today. Congressman Matt Gaetz among the number of Republicans who say that they are in opposition to the debt ceiling deal and plan on voting no tomorrow. And the House is voting tomorrow, and the Senate would follow after that if the House were to pass the debt ceiling deal. The hope is, from the White House's perspective, that President Biden can sign it by the end of the week. In Hollywood, Florida, police still looking for 2 suspects after a mass shooting last night that left 9 people injured.
People come to a holiday, enjoy a holiday weekend on the beach with their families, and to have people in complete reckless disregard of the safety of the public, and to have an altercation with guns in a public setting with thousands of people around them is beyond reckless.
And that's Mayor Josh Levy, who says 4 of the victims were minors, including one that was just a year old. He says 2 groups started fighting and shooting at each other in a busy beach area. They do have 1 suspect already in custody. And here at home, the Escambia School Board approving Keith Leonard as the interim superintendent. He's scheduled to officially start that on Thursday.
This is about the number 45,000. 38,000 students, 7,000 employees. And you can rest assured that every day when we come to work, that's what we're going to be committed to. We're going to give our students the best opportunity we can, and we're going to treat and support our employees every day like they are doing God's work.
The meeting itself lasted a little under 4 hours, and it included about 2 hours worth of public comment before the board even got to the discussion about Keith Leonard. Also, there was a faction and a good number of people that were speaking during the public comment portion that were calling for Dr. Sheena Payne, the current deputy superintendent, to be given the job. And for her sake, she was given the opportunity to address the board before any discussion about Keith Leonard took place, and this is a snippet of what she had to say.
Mr. Leonard, let me say to you, sir, I heard someone say earlier in this meeting that you agreed and that you would serve. So, sir, serve on. And my prayer will be that you will be propped on every lean inside, that a spirit of cooperation would rest, rule, and abide, that we would no longer be ugly, but we would come together.
And that's exactly what they did. The board voting Leonard 5-0, moving forward as the interim superintendent. A look at sports, pretty light on the schedule tonight as the NBA and NHL playoff series wrapped up last night. The Miami Heat beating the Boston Celtics 103-84 in Game 7 last night. They are now heading to Denver for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. That will be on Thursday night. Meanwhile, the Florida Panthers will be facing the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals. Those start Saturday in Vegas after the Knights beat the Stars up 6-0 in Game 6 in Dallas. They won their series 4-2. Starting right now, the Marlins and the Padres started just now. So there have been no early Major League Baseball games in. That's the only one that's in progress right now. A little bit later on, the Atlanta Braves are in Oakland taking on the Athletics. That one starts at 8:40. The Rays are at Chicago taking on the Cubs. That one starts at 7:05. And later on ESPN Plus, the Nationals and the Dodgers, that one starts at 9:10 tonight. Well, interesting note for SEC football fans, the conference could vote this week on moving forward with an 8 or 9 game conference schedule as the spring meetings are getting started down the road in Destin. The 8-game schedule would feature one permanent opponent and 7 rotating ones, while a 9-game schedule would include 3 permanent opponents and 6 rotating ones. Good news in the world of sports, an emotional return to the mound for White Sox reliever Liam Hendricks. Last night, he received several ovations from both his team, along with the Angels and the Memorial Day crowd, as he pitched for the first time since recovering from Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was diagnosed in December, and his goal was to come back without being placed on the 60-day injured list, which he was able to do. Awesome story there. Health and science news, a new warning about traveling to Mexico for plastic surgery. Health experts say there's an outbreak of fungal meningitis, an illness that can be deadly. The outbreak has been linked to plastic surgery centers in the Mexican town of Matamoros, which is right across the border from Brownsville, Texas. The CDC has issued a travel warning after 2 patients died.
And the search is on for a tooth that dates back to the Ice Age in California. A woman spotted on the beach near San Jose and posted photos on Facebook. An expert identified the 1-foot-long mastodon tooth in the sand and went looking for it, but didn't find a thing. Scientists are hoping a visitor picked it up and will return it to the Santa Cruz Museum of Natural History to be studied and displayed.
Pop culture notes, the Powerball jackpot is rolling over. No grand prize winner last night, and the jackpot is now at $239 million. That's just over $121 million if you take the cash option, which you should always do, by the way. Meanwhile, there's still time to buy a $2 ticket for tonight's Mega Millions drawing, and that jackpot stands at $187 million.
And this Friday is going to mark 1 month of the ongoing Writers Guild of America strike, which shows no signs of reaching an end. Hollywood screenwriters called for a strike for the first time in 15 years after negotiations stalled over increased pay for around 11,000 union members. The union rejected proposals across the board from the WGA regards from streaming services and higher pays.
One of the 4 nights of the year is tonight to see Manhattan Henge. Thousands are expected to be on hand with phones, cameras, and tripods to see the setting sun, which lines up perfectly with Manhattan's east-west cross streets. The best spot to view the spectacle is as far east as possible that still has views of New Jersey from across the Hudson River. I've seen videos of this on Instagram. Looks pretty cool. I'm not sure I would dedicate a trip to just this phenomenon, but I'm sure people are doing just that, where they're just taking a trip to New York so they can see this. Again, it's 4 days every year, so it's not terribly uncommon, but it is pretty cool to see and enjoy on Instagram if you're so inclined.
And Ed Sheeran is giving in Atlanta, too. Ed Sheeran made a surprise appearance at an Atlanta brewery on Saturday where he poured pints and sang a few tunes hours before his headlining show in Atlanta. The British star shared a video to his Instagram that showed him stopping by Sweetwater Brewery Company the same day that he was set to play at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Very cool. By the way, just seeing this note here, the SpaceX crew Dragon capsule is going to be splashing down over in the Gulf down by Panama City. It's going to be at around 10 o'clock tonight, and it's possible that you could see a white streak moving across the sky and a sonic boom shortly before splashing down. So if you just happen to remember that, 10 o'clock tonight, you could see imagery and hear perhaps a sonic boom as the SpaceX capsule passes down over our area and splashes out in the Gulf south of Panama City. So that's pretty cool as well. 5:45 right now. Let's get a check of the local roads and weather.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We do have slow traffic if you're getting off of Navarre Beach or heading on at 98 westbound towards the Navarre Beach Causeway. Expect some delays. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. We're going to get a update from Alan Strom for our weather from WEAR.
Over the next few days, there is a chance for rain in the area. Look for some clouds tonight and a low of around 70. Highs over the next couple of days will mainly be in the middle 80s. It'll be sun and clouds. Rain chance on Wednesday is about 20 to 30%. That does bump up to about 50% on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. An Orlando woman is facing DUI charges and reckless driving charges as she crashed her vehicle into the inlet at Smyrna Dunes Park. The 26-year-old Sarah Ramsamy plowed her car into the water after driving 50 miles per hour past beachgoers, almost hitting a child on Saturday in New Smyrna Beach. She had a blood alcohol content of 0.153 and is facing DUI charges, reckless driving charges, and failure to obey traffic control devices. When body cam footage came out, Ramsamy is asking the deputy, "And why am I going to jail?"
I can hear, and I have not seen the video, but yeah. I can hear the sass,
yep,
in her voice.
Yep, it's there.
You've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where should I start? There's about 30 different violations that you broke. 50 miles an hour, just plowing right into the water.
Yeah. And yeah, you are able to drive on New Smyrna Beach a little bit, so I guess where she crashed wasn't one of those areas. So
okay, well, I mean, thank God everybody around the area was safe.
Jeez,
a Canadian woman won the Gloucester cheese roll despite being knocked out in the process. If you haven't seen video of this race, it is an annual race that Gloucester, England puts on every year. Participants run down a very steep hill, and we do mean very steep hill, running after a massive wheel of cheese. So I think a little bit more on this. So each individual doesn't have their own wheel of cheese. They are racing against one giant wheel of cheese. And so all of the contestants are just barreling down this hill. And, you know, you're obviously trying to keep upright as long as possible, but you know, some people have different strategies where they will just, you know, kind of tuck in and they'll just kind of roll down. I mean, it is the stupidest thing that, you know, you can say, yeah, this looks like a fun, wonderful idea, but people do it because, I mean, you know, why not? I suppose Delaney Irving made it to the bottom first, but not before getting knocked unconscious on the hillside. Footage from the event shows the teen landing face first on the grassy slope, knocking herself out, but she still managed to tumble to the bottom of the hill first. So she wasn't even alert when she crossed the finish line, but she still came in first. So I guess that's something to be proud of.
I'm good. Now that I remember it, I'm good. I remember running, and then I hurt my head. And then I woke up in the tent. Despite the injuries, I think it's worth it.
All right, well,
I'm also surprised I watched the video again after we talked about it last hour, and no one's wearing like helmets
this is
bubble wrap or nothing. Anything. Like you think they were, it's like, oh, they're like in a hamster ball or something. Uh-uh. Like they're just rolling down this hill.
Nothing but them and the clothes they have on their back.
Yeah, craziness. Last wacky story before we take our last break for this hour. A man is wanted after spending more than 6 hours floating down the river and attempted to get away from the police. So officials reportedly spotted a suspect, 31-year-old Michael Cortez, while conducting a patrol in an area that received several drug complaints by the residents. Officers were able to identify Cortez and knew that he was wanted on 7 active warrants, including 4 felony warrants. They witnessed him getting into a vehicle and leaving the area. Police attempted to pull over the vehicle, but he got out and fled on foot. He jumped into the river and began to float east down the river. He spent more than 6 hours in the river before exiting before nightfall. He was taken into custody with assistance of police canines. So,
you cannot pay me enough to spend 6 hours in any sort of body of water. I'm just too, and it may be completely irrational, but I just have a really hard time struggling with, you know, I do not know what else is in that river.
Yeah.
And to spend 6 hours.
At night.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nope. Hard pass.
I mean, I could do it on a tube with the drink. I couldn't just swimming down.
Wait,
Nope. Not knowing what's in there. But 651 on News Radio 92.3 or 551 on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break right here and come back with some more good news to end off this hour. Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Gracie and Joe to finish off this last 5 o'clock hour. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. That kind of feels like a Monday, and a great rest of your week. It is 5:55, so we're going to, of course, get a check of the roads and weather. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as 98 is moving nicely throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. If you do see something slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Taking a look at our weather forecast, it is 82 in overcast skies right now in our area with mostly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 70. No chances of rain for this evening. If you're heading out to Bands on the Beach, should be good. Just going to be a little bit cloudy. Again, 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Quickly, our top three stories of the day. Number of congressional Republicans are lining up in opposition to the debt ceiling deal. That includes Florida's Matt Gaetz. As the Republican and a small group of Republicans are voting against it, the House is in line to vote tomorrow on the bill. And if it is passed by the House, it would then go to the Senate. The hope from the White House is that President Biden could sign it by the end of the week. Police in Hollywood, Florida, have one suspect in custody. They're still looking for two others following last night's mass shooting that left 9 people injured, 4 of the victims minors, including one that was just a year old. And we'll kick off our good news with, the Escambia School Board. It was definitely a heated discussion, especially during the public comment portion. That alone lasted a couple of hours, but in the end, cooler heads prevailed. And led by current Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne, there had been a growing number of people that had been calling for her to become the interim superintendent because she was the deputy superintendent, and she gave a passionate speech after being recognized by the board.
For those that came today, whether, you know, whatever your feeling is, thank you for showing up. Now let's show up and show out for the children in this district. And we don't have to talk about our neighbors because we'll be the A. But we can only do that one way, and that's on one accord. On one accord. All right, let's get this thing going. We got things to do.
And during her speech, more or less deferring to Keith Leonard, and then the board quickly voted 5-0 to make him the interim superintendent. But saw a great sign and show of unity following Dr. Payne's speech there. And ultimately, I think people, even though they did stick it out for a little under 4 hours there, did leave away feeling better than they came in. Hopefully the school district is moving forward in a positive and, what Payne said, a unified direction there. Gracie, what else is going on in good news?
Well, a teenager who was shot and wounded after knocking on the wrong door in a house in Kansas City made his first appearance yesterday. That's Ralph Yall, who joined hundreds of other people on the 36th annual Going the Distance Brain Injury Memorial Day Run. The event supports Brain Injury Association of Kansas in Greater Kansas City, and he is continuing to recover from last month's shooting, but and is suffering from migraines and balance issues. But back and running on the race.
Yeah, very cool. 26 high schoolers in Michigan spent their school year building somebody a new home. The school, Oakland School Technical Campus Northeast, does it every year, apparently, to give real-world experience to kids who want to learn a trade. I just think that in itself is a fabulous idea that school districts all over the country should implement there. Also, of course, ends up providing a family with affordable housing. Allow me to throw that one out there as a school district that perhaps is in a community with what they would call an affordable housing crisis. Does anybody know of a town like that? Can anybody think of one? Yeah, Pensacola. We hear about it all the time. Let's see if we can't make that happen. A group of school students. We got trade schools. We've got all sorts of good programs. Yeah, let's build affordable housing for people. That'd be cool. 5:59, we've got the Channel 3 update coming up here. We'll be back in about 12 minutes with a look at everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola Right Now and News Radio 92.3.